Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly intro arrangement in Ableton Live 12 that sits right between modern punch and vintage soul. Think dark, cinematic energy, but with that cracked, dusty Amen character underneath. The goal is not just to make something that sounds cool in solo. We want an intro that a DJ can actually use, that gives the crowd a clear sense of movement, and that sets up the drop like it means business. We're working in the atmospheres area of DNB production. But this isn't just about pads and noise. This is about arrangement. It's about how the intro breathes, how it reveals the groove, and how it earns the drop. In drum and bass, the intro has a real job to do. It needs to establish the identity fast, leave room for mixing, hint at the bass without giving away the whole tune, and keep the energy moving in clean 16-bar or 32-bar phrases. So first, decide your target. Do you want a 16-bar intro, tight and direct, or a 32-bar intro, a little more spacious and DJ-friendly? For most situations, both work. A 16-bar intro feels punchy and efficient. A 32-bar intro gives you more room for atmosphere, more room for tension, and more room for the DJ to blend it into a set. Set your project tempo around 174 to 176 BPM, which keeps it in that proper DNB lane. And if you've got a reference track, drop that in now. Listen to how long the intro takes to reveal the groove, how much low end is there early on, and how the transition into the drop is handled. Now let's build the core, the Amen break. Pull in a clean Amen break or an Amen style loop onto an audio track, and warp it carefully. If you don't need time stretching, beats mode is usually the most alive and punchy. If you do need to reshape timing, Complex Pro can work, but be careful not to flatten the transients. The snare crack and ghost notes are the soul of this thing, so you want them preserved. Start by making a 4-bar loop from the break. Then begin editing with intention. Keep the kick snare backbone solid, but don't just leave it repeating untouched. Retain those ghost notes, little fills, and the messy human detail that gives the break personality. If there's low-end rumble fighting with your future sub, clean that up now. You can high-pass gently with EQ8, and if you want more controlled weight, try drum bus with a little drive and just a touch of crunch. Keep the boom low or off if the kick is already doing enough. A light glue compressor can help the break feel held together, but don't squash the life out of it. The rule here is simple. Keep it lively, but don't let it fully explode yet. We're teasing energy, not detonating it. Next, build the atmosphere bed. This is where the intro starts to feel deep and emotional instead of just functional. Use something like a field recording, Final Noise, tape hiss, rain, wind, or a textured sound source. Then layer in a pad or sustained synth from Waveedable, analog, or operator. You can also bring in reversed Amen tails or a dusty vocal fragment if that suits the track. The key is to make the atmosphere support the drums, not compete with them. Process that atmosphere so it feels wide, deep, and slightly worn. Use auto filter to low pass it and automate the cutoff slowly over time. Hybrid reverb can give you a nice blend of early reflections and longer space, but keep the low cut engaged so the reverb doesn't cloud your mix. Echo can add depth if you keep the feedback modest and the tone dark. Utility is useful here too, especially if the low atmosphere layers are getting too wide or too messy. A little imperfection goes a long way. A filtered Rhodes-style chord, a dusty one-shot vocal, or a pitch-down crackle bed can make the whole intro feel more human and more soulful. That contrast is important, because when the drums open up, the modern punch will hit harder against that worn texture. Now we bring in the teasing bass layer. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of going too far too early. You do not want a full bass line in the intro. You want the suggestion of a bass line. You want the listener to feel that weight is coming. Think in fragments, pulses, or short stabs. A sub pulse on the root note. A filtered re-swell. A bass hit every 2 or 4 bars. That kind of thing. Build it in operator, Waveedable, or analog. Start from a sine or saw-based source, then add movement, with an LFO on the filter cutoff or Waveedable position. Keep the sub centered and mono. If you want more presence on smaller speakers, duplicate the bass into 2 layers, a clean mono sub layer and a mid layer with more harmonics and a little stereo character. Then group them and shape the whole thing with saturator, EQ8, and utility. The important part is that the bass should feel like it's breathing behind the curtain. You sense it before you fully hear it. At this point, start turning the loop into an actual intro arrangement. Don't just repeat the same 4 bars. Use variation every 4 bars so the section feels alive. If you're building a 16-bar intro, a clean way to think about it is this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered and sparse. Bars 5 to 8 bring in more ghost note detail, Bars 9 to 12 add snare presence and the first real bass tease, and bars 13 to 16 hit the strongest intro energy and prepare the drop handoff. If you're doing 32 bars, just stretch that logic out into a longer phrase with extra steps. Ableton's groove pool can help if you want a subtle swing or a more human shuffle. You can also get a lot of life just from velocity changes. Push and pull the ghost notes deliberately, especially on snares and hats. If you're slicing the amen to MIDI, use those slices to program fills, tiny variations, and accents. This is where the break starts to feel like a performance instead of a loop. And if the groove feels too static, remember the rule: add one small change every two bars, and one meaningful change every four or eight bars. That's usually enough to keep the listener engaged without turning the intro into a busy mess. Now let's automate tension. This is where the arrangement starts to feel premium. Automation is how you make the same elements evolve so the intro actually travels somewhere. Open the filter on the atmosphere over time. Nudge reverb dry slash wet on selected hits or fills. Increase echo feedback for a transition into bar 8 or bar 16. Bring the bass teaser a little more forward as the phrase develops. Widen the atmosphere slowly, but keep the low end disciplined. A strong pattern in DNB is to start darker and narrower, then gradually become brighter, more detailed, and more open. Bars 1 to 4 should feel foggy. Bars 5 to 8 should reveal more transient detail. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce more bass harmonics and extra drum density. Bars 13 to 16 should peak in tension, and then hand off cleanly to the drop. Using a return track for delay or reverb can be really useful here too, because you can throw one snare ghost or one cymbal tap into space without washing out the whole mix. That kind of selective space sounds polished and intentional. Let's shape the drum bus now. Group your drums and process them together, but keep the amen soul intact. EQ8 can help clear out mud around the low mids if needed. Palou compressor can give you cohesion, but keep it gentle. Think slowish attack, medium release, and only a few dB of gain reduction at most. Drum bus can add some useful smack and harmonic weight, and a bit of saturator can bring the edge forward. If you lose too much snap, back off the compression and restore some transient clarity. The drums should already feel mix ready, even before the drop arrives. A good DJ intro also needs practical mix behavior. That means you leave space in the first 8 bars for beat matching and blending. Don't introduce the full bass too early. Keep a clear kick snare pocket. Mark the phrase ends with a fill, impact, reverse tail, cymbal swell, or short vocal chop at bars 8 and 16. If you're doing a 32-bar version, the same logic applies at bars 8, 16, 24, and 32. Keep these devices short and functional. This is a DJ intro, not a movie trailer. Before calling it done, check the low end carefully. Atmospheres can easily crowd the sub-region without sounding obviously loud. Use utility to check mono compatibility. High-pass your atmosphere layers so they're not sitting in the 120 to 250 Hz area unless there's a very deliberate reason. Filter the reverb returns too, especially around the 200 to 500 Hz zone, where cloudiness builds up fast. The bass sub should stay centered and mono. If the intro feels huge but blurry, the fix is usually not more sound. It's less low-mid buildup and better stereo discipline. Here's the bigger idea to keep in mind throughout the process. Think in DJ handoff energy, not just buildup. Your intro should leave a clear rhythmic lane for the next track to sit in. The first part should be mix-friendly. The later part should become more expressive. The whole thing should feel like it's narrating a movement from fog to clarity to pre-drop confidence. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. A few pro moves can really push this style further. You can resample your atmosphere through saturation or drum bus to give it more grime. You can create call and response between the break and the bass tease so each element has its own space to speak. You can even make a fake drop by opening the drums and bass for half a bar, then pulling them back. That little trick can create serious tension without stealing the actual drop's impact. And if something feels too perfectly programmed, offset some repeats by a few milliseconds or let a texture drift slightly off-grid. A tiny bit of instability can make the intro feel more alive. If you want a simple practice challenge, build a 16-bar intro from scratch right now. One amen break, one atmosphere layer, one bass tease with just one or two notes every four bars, three variations in the break, a filter automation across the full intro, one transition hit at bar 8, one at bar 16, and a mono check at the end. Export it and compare it with a reference tune. The goal is not just for it to sound interesting. The goal is for it to be usable by a DJ. So as you finish, remember the formula. Let the amen carry the rhythm and the history. Let the atmosphere create depth and emotion. Let the bass tease suggest power without fully releasing it. Keep the arrangement in clear phrases. Keep the low end disciplined. Keep the movement intentional. That's how you get an intro that feels vintage and modern at the same time, gritty and clean, soulful and ready for a 2025 DNB set.